Mr. Batan is away on business. But welcome, everyone, and can we stand for the pledge? Jody, would you like to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Do we have our high school student rep? Hi, welcome.
Hello? Okay. So a lot of things happened in our school, sort of. Filled up half a page. So, thank you. the moot court tournament was a big deal. There was our law team won the championship in the Bar Association Mock Trial Tournament. It's an impressive title. 13 students won, and 9 students are attending the Long Island Championship, Nassau versus Suffolk in Albany. The National Art Honors Society induction happened on the 12th. I don't have the exact numbers, but from what I saw, there was a large number of inductees. The Spring Musical, Little Mermaid, you saw? It was just out there, but, you know, on a larger scale. Tomorrow is the second pre-prom meeting, and on Wednesday it's the college fair, and we are also adding a career fair into this. On Thursday, it is the orchestra concert, and the DECA International Trippy Club thing leaves on Saturday. And it looked a lot more on my paper, but it wasn't, so.
Good night. Thank you. Do we have our middle school representative here? Come on up.
This year, with the help from Mrs. Oak and some very eager eighth graders, POBMS will be having a color war. The color war will be among 4 teams, red, blue, green, and yellow. Teams will consist of grades 5 through 8 and will be assigned by map groups. Each map group will have the opportunity to sign up to compete in variety of games and competitions for the color war. Color war will be on April 22nd, but map groups have been participating in Friday competitions in the weeks leading up to the main event. These competitions have consisted of POB Day, a poster contest, etc., with an emphasis on unification and team building. Go POBMS. Students at Matlin and POB have been preparing for the Spring Career Day on April 22nd. Seventh grade students have been busy completing interest inventories on Naviance, attempting to learn about themselves and possible future career paths. Through discussion with their family and consumer science teachers and guidance counselors, they are looking forward to the opportunity to learn about their future possibilities by participating in a fun and informative experience. Students will meet the professionals from a variety of career fields and have the opportunity to ask them questions and learn about their jobs. Students will also test their career knowledge in a number of games and activities. We are looking forward to a great day for all. As a part of our beautification committee, POB is beginning to get a new look. Faculty and students have been busy painting some of our old and unused lockers to make them look like bindings of books. Painting should be complete in the next few weeks, and the hall will truly look like a life-size library. We cannot wait to see the outcome. Thank you to all our art teachers and building and group staff for all their help. POB is excited and ready for spring break, as we are looking forward to some sunshine and free time. Upon our return from break, the 8th grade will be traveling up to Boston for their 8th grade overnight trip. Students are eager and looking forward to shopping at Quincy Market, a tour of the Freedom Trail, visiting the New England Aquarium, and of course the Boston Duck Tour. We hope you have a wonderful evening and see you next month.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
Board announcements. Ginger?
Yesterday, Lauren and I had the pleasure of going to see Gabby Gifford speak about gun control, and we were very fortunate to have a private meeting with her and her husband. And the courage of this one woman is just beyond all belief. But for the two women, the parents who also spoke, one lost a daughter who was at the University of Arizona, and it was just that her roommate's boyfriend was crazy, and in a fit of passion and anger, he killed both of them. Another one, her nephew just met a girlfriend that he had broken off with at a bus stop, and they're going to walk and get coffee. They're in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it's about the violence. It's about the mental health. It's about the little things that we have to really think about and how we have to lobby to make sure that there are safety controls on guns for children, that one of the mothers knew her son was going off the deep end and called the school and asked, should she take his guns away from him? And she had to think about that question. And with hours, he killed two people and then committed suicide. And to watch Gabby Gifford speak, it was an amazing thing. You're looking at a woman who was shot in the head. And when she began to speak, her voice was very, very high. And then she explained that speaking is just very, very difficult. She's paralyzed on one side, but which has made of her life and this quest that she and her husband have to do something about gun control. And we all have to start to think, and Lauren has been, you know, talking about policy and everything else, but we have to advocate, and we really have to fight for it because there are a lot of voices unheard. No one is saying people shouldn't be able to buy a gun, but you have to have qualifications to do that. And one of them has to be that you should be a sane person. But for a mother to use a judgment and say, should I take his guns away? And to even have to think about it when he told her the thoughts that were going on in her head, it was just a remarkable, remarkable afternoon.
It was. It was very eye-opening. Ironically, one of the speakers was a sharpshooter. And she spoke about how the Second Amendment needs to be amended. And she said she doesn't own a gun in her own home. She never would. But when the amendments were made, they were made a long time ago. And people don't have bombs on their front lawn. And basically, if you read the Second Amendment, that's allowable. And she said it needs to just be amended. It needs to be amended. We need to relook at this. And we need to do things a little bit better. And I think that we maybe need, as a board, to revisit our look at it as well, and look at what we can do for our children and our safety. And looking back at what happened at Sandy Hook and what happened to Ms. Gifford, and relook at it. So it was an emotional afternoon, and very special and honored to meet them both. But on a happier note in the morning, we got to go to the Challenger Field opening with Mr. Cunningham. It was wonderful. The children got opening day. Two adorable girls got to throw the opening pitch. Rob Pincus got to speak, and he was one of the starters to start this vision of the Challenger Field with Rebecca Alessia, Judy Jacobs, and John Vendito couldn't be there. He wasn't feeling well, but Ginger and I and Mr. Cunningham were there, and it was a wonderful morning. The sun was shining, and it should have been. And there were, I want to say, 25 to 30 children there. And our high school students were there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and that was a terrific morning. It was a terrific morning. I got also verklempt watching The Little Mermaid. Mr. Oliveri, I had his first year ever teaching, and he was my gift as a teacher. And he is and was an amazing teacher. And when I found out my son had him as his teacher, I knew my son was getting an amazing gift as well. And he brought, the first year of teaching for me, he brought in a musical, which I think is really cool for a first year of teaching ever to first then bring in a musical, which we never had in Plainview with Paige. We never had that in the high school. And here's a sixth grade teacher bringing it just to his classroom. And so it touched my heart. It touches my heart. I try to go every year. And so I don't know if I could have said it in front of his face. His daughter Lee was born that year. And he's just a special, special man. And I'm so happy to see how it's flourished. And what it's become is just unbelievable. So thank you to all the Oliveris and to the students who did an amazing production.
Today at POB Middle School, there was the Andromeda Science Fair, which I believe is part of LISEF, and I understand there were 228 projects and 343 students who were competing, and you know, some of them are obviously our high school research students. I believe some of them are younger than high school age, Jill.
Some of the districts had students from middle school, but we did not. Our students actually, some of the POB took a tour of the projects today.
Again, it's great that we were able to host that for a number of school districts and provide an opportunity for students. And aside from the research, there's so many other great skills that they get out of it, presenting. And I know one student was told, for example, that, you know, it's different if you're presenting as a 6-foot-tall male versus a 5-foot-4 female, and watch your arm gestures, don't be doing too much of this. So it's just a whole lot of things that they're learning about, which I thought was great. Yep.
My regular public service announcement: tomorrow is primary election day. Anytime there's elections, either Ginger or I usually make a comment about it. So for the all 12 of you that are out there, if you could each tell one or two people, and they tell one or two people, your right to vote is an extremely important right, whether you are, as long as you are a registered Republican or a registered Democrat, go out and vote. If you're not, well, yeah, you don't get to, but exercise your right. It is the power of the ballot box is so important, and have a voice and get out there and vote. So yeah, and
for a change, New York is actually in play.
And yeah, bring your child and expose them to that process. And if they yell at you that you can't have it, that's not true.
Always. Very good. I just wanted to piggyback on what Lauren was talking about The Little Mermaid. It was just amazing, as always. Our students are so talented, and our staff and volunteers are so talented. And that's kind of what I wanted to thank the people who volunteer. We have people who come back year after year. Their children have long graduated our school district, some of whom weren't even involved in the theater, as Mary spoke about. But these people give, what?
Some of them don't even live here anymore.
Right, some don't even live here anymore. But they come back to work with our teachers who produce and direct the shows. And they, I don't think the shows could happen without their talents and time. So I wanted to thank them as well. Oh, I can't turn it off. Okay, superintendent announcements.
A lot of good things going on, really. It's just such a pleasure. I think my old districts are having some trouble because every time a POB team goes up against, for example, Moot Court, they were the champions, and they went up against Wheatley, and Wheatley's a tough team. We won Nassau County, so we're going to the state. Interesting, I sat in on the trial, and I want to thank Chris Mastecki from Gersio & Gersio. He was one of the judges. And, you know, the trials are all done by attorneys. That's part of the rules. That's so people give up their time to come and be judges for that day. And it's a full day of listening to children argue a case. But this particular case was very interesting, very 21st century. What the case was about, they were two attorneys who went out to lunch. They were opposing attorneys, and they went out to lunch. And one of the attorneys left her tablet on the table and went to the bathroom. And while she was out at the bathroom, a critical piece of evidence came through on the tablet, and the opposing attorney saw that critical piece of evidence and used that critical piece of evidence to win the case, so that now there was a legal battle over whether or not this attorney had inappropriately used resources. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a 21st century case. And to have listened, and I went in to listen to my students, the POV students, argue that, and they were poised and prepared, and you thought they were attorneys. They really were so well prepared, and I want to thank the faculty who really spend a lot of time prepared. So we've become now the powerhouse for moot court, and if you that exercise of being a part of moot court really prepares kids for their college experience. Then we had a quiz bowl, and they went up against Ward Melville. My old stomping grounds. My old district. So there was a Ward Melville, and and I have to say, let me see, led by Phil Danziger and Max Schulman, and assisted by teammates Gabby Myers, Matt Frucht, okay, and Jordan Freed. The team ran away with an impressive 65-point trouncing Ward Melville for the Long Island Championships. So what's the moral of the story here? Congratulations. And actually, both varsity and junior varsity were in the competition, and junior varsity became the champions. So we have champions. Isn't there a movie, Championship Season?
Yes.
I have a feeling that we are in it. And so okay. I'm so proud. We had a championship, and I'm sure the kids did extremely well today, because I interviewed all of the POB students, except for Max. Max had to leave early. I note that. But amazingly well prepared, and some of them had some very interesting topics, things that I could understand. some social science topics. I'm very proud. Was very proud. So, and then last week we had the art induction, and of course I highlighted that. And by the way, if you haven't gone onto the art website, you are really missing out on something really, really, really terrific, because you can see the artwork from every single school. Every student, their artwork displayed. You really should go on. If you look on the highlight, I attach the link for you to do so. But the Art Honor Society had their induction ceremony. About 50 students were inducted. But even more important, they held an auction where they raised funds for a young student in Parkway so that he could attend a summer program. And that was just, again, a wonderful activity where they use their talent to give back to their community. And that happens again and again and again. I'm just so proud of the kids and what they do. So it was a championship season indeed all around.
Wow. Keep those championships coming.
And we also had math fair winners
That's
this Friday
right.
night.
That's right. Thank
so
you.
We'll be sending more info out regarding
right.
that.
It's
but a number of winners. And we actually had only one middle school student place in that, so that's a really nice honor, and we'll be recognizing all of these right. students at our upcoming Board of Ed recognition ceremony, so you'll hear more details.
Thank you. Now we're going to go into public participation. District policy number 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking, if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process or those of others could in some way be violated. We ask that you be respectful to all, and remarks are limited to 3 minutes. The floor is now open. Well, seeing nobody, public participation is closed. And can I have a motion for routine business? Ginger? Emily? Any holds, separations, discussion? All those in favor of routine business?
Discuss, there was a donation from SNAP that I just wanted to draw our attention to. Under 8-1. For a reinforcement room, so thank you again to them. I'm sorry, Debbie.
No, that's fine. Okay, now we're going to go on to new business. Can I get a motion for additional staff development proposal for 15-16? Jody? Seth? Holds? Discussion? All those in favor? Can I get a motion for approval of a field trip to Grand Central Station? Emily? Ginger? Discussion? All those in favor? Can I get a motion for approval of the 16-17 academic calendar? Ginger? Emily? Discussion? I had a question. I noticed that this year, and I don't think we've ever done this before, for back-to-school nights, we specified times for each grade in the elementary schools. Can you?
Sure. So with the integration of the kindergarten into the elementary schools, I just wanted to put that out ahead of time, what the time frame would be, and so that everyone could be accommodated for that evening. And one of the things that I wanted some consistency from all the schools with regard to the kindergarten parent portion of the evening, that we were allowing the kindergarten parents a little more time than typical. Typically, the parent portion is about a half hour in each of the elementary schools. In this case, I wanted to allow for an hour, since those families are new to the school and, you know, they might be first-time parents. And
sure.
Again, this is new for us this year, so I just wanted to make sure that parents knew ahead of time that schedule.
That's great. The only thing that I actually thought of, but it's possible that PTA doesn't do this anymore. When I was a PTA president, we would have a meeting for all the parents before.
There is actually
back
two nights they do at the kindergarten, but again, this is the first time that they're at the school for the.
No, I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying that everybody was together at the beginning of the evening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
But maybe they don't do that anymore. I don't know if it's going to impact what PTAs in the elementary schools do, is what I'm saying. But I guess we will work that out. So.
We actually went over the schedule at PTA Council. They actually saw the draft academic calendar.
Oh, okay. So there were no
issues.
That
was not an issue that was raised, but if there is, we'll, Kathy and Paula will talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe they don't do it anymore. All those in favor of the academic calendar?
Historically, have we only had one middle school parent teacher and one high school parent teacher, more toward the beginning of the year?
Lauren, I can only answer just since I've been here. This has just been the schedule that we've put out in the past.
Do you mean the time of year that it is, or that there's only
both.
One?
Both. A little bit of both, to be honest.
Well, I don't know about the high school, but at the middle school there used to be two, but at some point it changed, I think, because maybe it was fifth and sixth were one night and seventh and eighth the other night, and so that was, I don't remember why, but I do remember that there used to be two. I don't remember.
It could
the
be
high
that
school.
It's contractual. Again, I can look at it and find
okay.
out for you.
Okay, that's what my. Okay, thanks.
Okay, all those in favor of the. Jill?
I just want to point out that we are notifying parents early this year of the parent nights so that they were scheduled ahead of time and didn't conflict with some of the sports events. And we had received some feedback about the. Last family night being too close to
the
market quarter
marking period.
So again, we tried to be a little more proactive and respond to the feedback from this year.
Great. Did we vote now or not? Oh, all those in favor of the academic calendar? I think that was unanimous. Additional hours approval. Can I get a motion? Ginger? Emily? Discussion? All those in favor? The resolution for the student named in Schedule A. Can I get a motion? Jody? Second? Seth? Discussion? All those in favor? Can I get a motion for to go into executive session for matters of personnel? Ginger, Emily, all those in favor? I just want to say that on behalf of the Board of Ed, I'd like to wish everyone who celebrates a sweet Passover and to everyone a wonderful and restful vacation. Thank you.
Yes. So, yes, you should. Today was the day that we had the petitions for the board elections, and we have four people who have turned in their petitions. Ms. Tyler, could you say who they are? And
yes, we have Mr. Greenberg. Mr. Batan, Susan Schwartz, and Renelle Stewart, sorry, thank you, and Renelle Herskowitz. So they'll be running for four of them for three seats.